We are the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Well, let's just say the 6 o'clock news will never be the same again. The days of Walter Cronkite and three network channels has long passed. Well, journalism has morphed into news, opinion, and ideological rants, all passed off as unbiased, honest news. This is Malcolm Out Loud here. So your search continues for the Out Loud truth. I get it. Well, here it won't be just the news. It'll be how we discuss the news. A drive time show you can count on weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call it Nozzle. World news, political talk, stories that impact your health. Honor our heroes, stories that'll inspire you. What you'll hear next is the heartbeat of the people. The hottest topics, the news stories that trend. It's time, friends, for a new stream of consciousness. It's Nozzle. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Now, he's just getting started here, IQ. He's just getting started here. So he kind of did a speech early today here, early Monday, and put some demands out there for Iran. And kind of interesting what he says. He goes ahead and he says, listen, he says, if Iran makes major changes, then the United States is willing to lift all sanctions, restore full diplomatic and commercial ties. Now, this is what the Associated Press is reporting, which I find very interesting. If that happens, we have probably a better luck. If a couple of spaceships landed from Venus, Mars, and Jupiter, probably would be a better shot if that happened than for these major changes to happen, probably. So he goes up and says, I know I'm being a wise guy here, but that's about the way I see it. So basically, he says otherwise, if the regime doesn't get a handle on things, that what they're proposing, the Trump administration, is they're going to put the most serious sanctions. And again, this is kind of what worked against North Korea. And we're talking severe sanctions, more than normal, not just political rhetoric talk, but like really sanctions. And he said they will be painful if the regime does not change its course from the unacceptable and unproductive path it has chosen to one that rejoins the League of Nations, they say. And anyways, this is very interesting. Now, what do you make of this? Is this just more talk for the public? I mean, you don't really believe for a minute Iran will ever change. Yeah?
Iran will change when the American administration, Pompeo or Vice President Trump, Pence or even Trump, meets with the son of the Shah of Iran. The Iranian people are looking for a leader. Right. And this leader is living in America. His name is Reza Pahlavi, Shah, the son of the previous Shah. He is a good man, and if the government, if the administration of the United States of America shows interest in him publicly, mm-hmm. believe me, there will be an overthrow of the mullahs in Iran. And here, I'm not speculating, I'm telling you.
Right. You did, correct me on this, please, you did a article a couple of weeks back on this, did you not?
I sent it to you, yes. You yeah. published.
And you talked about this guy who's living, he's living here in the States here. But let me ask you, you know, I am understanding there's a lot of protest and people. We're not hearing the full story about Iran, IQ, is what I want to say, okay?
No, you're not hearing anything.
Right.
There was protest, 100,000 Iranians mm-hmm. in a football game mm-hmm. in the evening in Tehran shouted, bless your soul, Reza Pahlavi, in Farsi, again and again and again, in unison. There was no way on earth the Iranian government could arrest 100,000 people. But what happened is, it's an indication.
Yeah.
There is a volcano. The magma is brewing inside the volcano, and it will explode.
Right.
All they need is to know that the United States of America stands by them. That's all they need.
Right, right. You know, I seen that video. It was very, very striking, and you're exactly right. So my point is, we're really not hearing the full story of Iran. And again, you know, my sense is, too, the Iranian people definitely want a change. I mean, they want to get rid of this regime. here. But the son, the Shah, the son of the Shah here, say his name one more time, please.
Rıza Pahlavi. In Arabic, it's Rıza. Means
Rıza, that's it, Rıza, yeah. But what kind of, I get the sense there is pull from him back home, but is there really pull for him? Do you think that people will, if the Trump administration did meet with him, I mean, what could become of that, do you think?
The Iranian people, most of them are young people below the age of 35, most of them. They had 40 years of the most miserable life anybody could undergo under the mullahs. They need a constitutional monarchy, and he can represent a constitutional monarchy.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. I do think something can become of that. All right, we'll come back to talk more about Iran here on Nozzle Today, no question. Many other stories here we're following. We want to talk to IQ about today here. And another one is, the president really unloaded today, by the way, here, IQ, with John Brennan. It's getting pretty up there now. And so he comes out, he says, this guy is the genesis of this whole debacle. And he unleashed a couple of tweets early today. He said, which a lot of people believe this, by the way, John Brennan is panicking. He has disgraced himself. He has disgraced the country. He has disgraced the entire intelligence community. He is the one man who is largely responsible for the destruction of America's faith in the intelligence community and in some people at the top of the FBI. Now, this was in Twitter he wrote this. There are reports that he had kind of seen this Dan Bongino commentator on one of the news programs this morning. And he has a tendency to watch the news, is what they say, IQ. And he gets pretty juiced over it when he hears people go off in different ways. Very unusual, this president is. The way he, it really is, the way he follows pop culture. And we've never seen this ever. The way he responds to people and responds to pop culture, but the way he worded the tweets and some of the things he said about this led them to believe that he was copying or sort of following after these comments made early this morning on one of the news programs with this Dan Bongino, is what the reports are. What do you think about this story about, first of all, Brennan? Now, Brennan has said some pretty harsh things, him and Clapper, specifically him, but they both have been very outspoken against the Trump administration. I'm getting the sense that Brennan is sort of starting to panic, and he's getting a bit nervous. What do you make of this?
I agree with you, but you know something? I said it before. Brennan was never faithful to the American Constitution. Brennan was a convert to Islam.
Yeah. You know, IQ, these cats are like the mob. They're like the mafia, you know?
Well, look, they have been hounding Trump for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to find anything. They dig and dig at cost, by the way, the cost to the American taxpayer must be $100 million. It must be. It can't be less than $100 million. Yeah. But it's wasted money, wasted effort. They are distracting him from making America great, even more and faster than we have been able to do so far.
They are
the criminals. I've always said the worst criminals in the United States of America and in Europe are not the Muslims. Why? Because the Muslims tell you clearly, you either submit to Sharia or you are exterminated.
Right.
So there's no problem here. But what we have is the news media, which is corrupt. Mm-hmm. The elite in the Democratic Party, in fact, most of the Democratic Party, completely and utterly corrupt. Mm-hmm. And they have corrupted under Obama of 8 years, every institution in the United States of America.
Yeah.
By the way, I've been saying this for 8 years. It's not as if all of a sudden I'm saying it, no.
Right.
I have always said that Obama is a closeted Muslim. He has destroyed the United States of America.
Well, a lot of people believe that, IQ. I mean, you would be in a long list of people who believe that, quite frankly. Many
quite a few Americans believe exactly that. And of course, if you follow, you know, not to be a wise guy here, I'm not trying to be smart or anything, but if you follow his track record and you see, you know, again, just his top administrator, Valerie Jarrett, what her background was, and then all of the other, you know, again, I'm not trying to be smug here, people, but all of the other Muslims he put into political office, he put more in office than has ever been done in the United States history,
Absolutely.
IQ. You know?
Absolutely, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you keep saying you're not a wise guy. Nothing to do with wise. We are, face it, we always tell the truth.
Yeah.
We always tell the facts and the reality.
Right, right.
And
right.
Until now, not a right. single human being has been able to disprove a yeah. single thing I have said.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
in 10, 12 years now, over 12 years.
Yeah, the reason I say that, IQ, let me tell you, let me explain to you, please, a minute here, everybody. Actually, the reason I say that is because what I don't like is I don't like people in news that are predictable and people who say things for their, I mean, people know that I'm a conservative, yes. I'm more of a conservative than I am a Republican. I despise a lot of the Republican leaders as much as the Democrat leaders, quite frankly. But I say that because I think that, you know, people out there, they expect us to act a certain way, or news people that are, you know, that once they know us, they, and, you know, and so I don't want to be so predictable. I don't want to say it just because, you know, in other words, a lot of people play partisan politics. But, you know, one of the things I so enjoy about you and that people, if they haven't known you before and they're listening to you, they I'm sure if they've listened to the platform, they've heard you before on here. But if they haven't, one of the things they'll find out about you, what you say so well is this. And it's so true. It's so true. It's like, okay, Malcolm, you know, yeah, we know who they are. At least Hamas tells us what they want to do. Yeah, at least Iran tell. You know, it comes back to like Sun Tzu and the Art of War. At least you sort of know, you know, who the enemy of the enemy is, because they tell you to your face. And you don't have to like it, but at least you can prepare for it. But the worst kind of people, the worst kind of enemy, the worst kind of people are the ones that look into your eyes, to your face at this moment and act like, you know, like somehow everything is okay, like it's all fine and good, and then they stab you right in the back, which is what you're speaking about, which is...
That's it.
Yeah, I know it is, yeah. Which, you know, is what you rally... Well, that's what you... You're so against that, though, because you are one of the most honorable people... that is in this business, who speaks the truth. You always speak the truth, even if it's unpopular or people don't like it or something else. You know, you speak the truth. It's what I do. It's why we agree on many of these things. But the point is that, you know, you understand that, which is what you're saying all the time. It's these people who push their agenda in such a way that are so nefarious. And then it comes back and, you know, it's like these are the worst kind of people is what you're saying. And I so agree with that. Well, listen, let's get unwound here with all these things. And I know there's a lot more we want to talk about. We were talking earlier about this. We want to tell people about what's going on in Italy. Some very interesting uprisings there. We'll talk about this populist movement happening out there. I do want to touch on the Palestinian movement. Interesting story here about some of the crowd that got a little unruly and attacking some U.S. vehicles with eggs and some other things. I don't think they're too happy out there. But, you know, we've been reporting on this. Also, Turkey, President Erdogan, he tells the European Union's Muslims and all the Muslims that he's got their back. He's their protector. I don't know. I worry about this Erdogan dude. I think Turkey is a real sore spot, real trouble spot ahead here. Also, I want to talk about Venezuela today, their election results, and the G20, six countries at the G20 meeting reject the results. Like, that's not exactly a bombshell, but I think it's worth talking about. This Maduro, maybe he'd fall off the planet. We'd all be better off, probably. But the poor people of Venezuela, like so many of these countries that are so oppressed, it's terrible. Also, some really other news for you today, people here. You're going to love this Netflix. I don't know why these companies do this kind of thing, but Netflix signed a big deal with Barack and Michelle Obama. I don't know why any of these companies get in bed with the political figures. No more would I do that with Trump than I would do that with Barack Obama. If you really want to be successful in the business venture, you want to stay out of some of these messy weeds because you're only going to piss off 50 to 55% of the country. Is it worth it? I don't know. I don't know if that's a good business move, people. Anyways, at the top of nozzle here, let's do some introductions here. IQ Al Razzulli is here with us. IQ, let's take a few moments. Tell people a little bit about your background. Let's do this a minute here so people really understand who you are. Just take a few minutes here. Let's tell people about where you come from, your background, what you're doing now, and what you can say to people, please.
It's simple. I was born in Baghdad, Iraq. I grew up in a family which was very secular. My father he used to love reading, and he used to import, literally buy them from Europe and America, the books, because we didn't have libraries in Iraq whereby you can buy excellent books. And I caught on this. I mean, I started reading English books when I was about 12 years old, 13 years old. So reading became something embedded in my psychology. I was sent to study in Europe, and while I was studying in Europe, I was trying to compare the verses of the Quran with the Bible, because the Quran was quoted from the Bible. So I wanted to make sure, you know, where these in the Bible occur. And to my horror and shock, nothing in the Quran that was reported had anything whatsoever to do with the Bible. It was all perverted. It was all twisted. It was all taken out of context. In fact, it was mostly the items that were written in the Quran were taken from non-canonical Jewish and Christian traditions. That means they were not the four Gospels. They were Gospels which were not canonized by the church. The important thing is it started me on a research. And by the time I finished, I realized there is no way on earth that Muhammad was a prophet, nor that Allah was the same as the God of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that was it. So I have published three books, which I couldn't do in Europe. I could do it only in America. And I had to pay for it, by the way. It's called Lifting the Veil. It's a trilogy, volumes 1, 2, and 3. Lifting the Veil, the True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. Mm-hmm. And I don't even advertise them because everything I have, it's free of charge. I didn't do this to make money. Our listeners, all they have to do is Google my name. Right. Al Razzulli, Al-Razzulli. It's free of charge.
Right. Well, and even more than that, IQ, they can just, let's even do one better. Go to AmericaOutLoud.com now, and you'll see IQ's newest column. He's a weekly columnist and contributor and commentator here at America Out Loud. And you'll see his new story, his article up there right this very moment. It's really, really good. It's called, entitled, Two States, Israel and Palestine. And it is definitely worth reading and understanding. Then again, you go to IQ's expert page as a columnist on the platform, and you'll get a history and then some. You want to learn something about what's really going on? This is the place to do it, and you'll get all the write-ins and all the great work. Hey, listen, before we go to break here, are you working on another book?
To tell you the truth, no, because I'm consumed with radio interviews. I have to write articles for you regularly.
So I know.
No, honestly, I'm very busy.
I know you are.
My mission is accomplished.
Well, you put a lot of your time into all of this. You're a patriot. You're a patriot and a half here for sure. You know, one thing I got to tell you, you know what we could do at one point, brother, is take all these unbelievable, fantastic, and just unbelievable columns you've written, put them all together, and there's your next book, buddy. Yeah, well, you've already done the legwork. Hell.
I'm not arguing with you. By the way, all I want is 10 minutes with Hannity.
Yeah, well...
Organized 10 minutes with Hannity will change history, I swear to you.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people spend 10 minutes with Hannity and it doesn't do a damn thing, IQ.
No. With me, I'm not anybody else. I'm like Trump. Or Trump is like me because I was ahead of him.
Yeah.
I don't conform. I'm the outsider.
You are.
I'm the outsider. I publish books. I don't say go and buy them. I swear, never once did I say go and buy them.
Right.
They're there. If you're interested in learning about Islam, buy them. That's it.
Well, because there are those people who are in this for the right reasons, and then there are those people who are in this to profit for a bigger agenda. It's very clear why you're in this. It's very, very clear. It's also clear while I'm in this, and once I figure this out, I'll let you know. More nozzle in just a moment. Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Now let's talk about what's happening with this Italian populist movement, Italy. You say here that they want to depart 500,000 immigrants from Italy. So what's going on in Italy, and why the sudden change, which of course goes against the European Union? Now, do they want out of the European Union again as well, or what's the future for them?
Look, first of all, it's against the European Union to chuck out anybody.
Exactly.
Then they are not willing to play the economics of the European Union. That's item number two. Item number three, they said, look, if you want us out, we're out. I'll tell you what it means. Just like England with Brexit, Italy is going to be the next Brexit. But it's a shocker, because Italy was one of the most important components in the European Union.
Is that right?
But that's enough. You know, what Angela Merkel did to Europe by importing and allowing 1.5 million Muslims, mostly Muslims, by the way, let's call it by it is, Muslims, from all over Africa to invade Europe, and then tell the Europeans, you have to share the burden. Hey, if it's a burden, why did you import them? So Hungary said, listen, you imported them, I don't want them. Poland said the same thing.
But IQ, Italy is in an economic collapse.
All right, but the whole of Europe is in economic collapse.
Right, it's true. But Italy is pretty bad off. So how would they manage a kind of Brexit sort of thing?
Believe it or not, they are joining with Russia.
Say that again? Italy is joining with Russia?
Yeah, the new government is pro-Russian.
In what way? How would they be joining? Like, what do you mean?
Because the Russians are going to help them financially.
The Russians are going to help them, yeah. But Russia has a pretty big... So is that a good move?
Look, I'll tell you what. Any group of people in Europe who stand up against Merkel is good.
You believe, I know you support a lot of what Russia is doing these days. You think that their motives are good?
Yes.
You do?
I'll tell you what I mean. Nobody's motives are good, because every single motive for every nation is to take care of itself. That's why I love what Trump said.
Right.
America first, because China is also China first. And the Indians, India first. Every country looks of its own. But there is also a give and take. Mm-hmm. What happened with America, everybody was taking. Nobody was giving back to America. America saved Europe twice, World War I, World War II, and three times when the Soviet Union collapsed. Yeah. Where is the gratitude? Zero gratitude. Nothing.
Right? Yeah, no, you're right. Under
Putin, now what I'm trying to say is, under Putin, mm-hmm. it's not the Soviet Union anymore. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to export an ideology. He wants to make Russia great. He saved Russia, by the way. It was gone. Without Putin, it was gone. All the robber barons had taken bits and pieces of its flesh. He put Russia together.
Boy, never hear that. You never hear those words from anyone.
But it's true. I don't deal with figments of imagination. Mm-hmm. He put it together. You know what? 10 years ago, I said he was a born-again Russian Orthodox Christian. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the radio talk shows that I had poo-pooed me. They thought, okay, I'm exaggerating. But I was exaggerating. Right. His relationship with the church in Russia is two of a pod. He literally believes in Russia. He wants it together. People are talking about the Ukraine and Crimea. Grow up, please. Grow up. Crimea the Crimean War was not with Ukraine, it was with Russia. Crimea was always part and parcel of Russia. When Germany conquered, they attacked Sevastopol, it was Russia, it was not Ukraine. It was only in the 1950s when Khrushchev was drunk, and he was Ukrainian, decided to give the island to Ukraine. Nobody told him you can do that. The Politburo didn't discuss it.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is the Crimea to Russia is exactly what Cuba is to America. Exactly.
Okay, but we didn't annex Cuba and we didn't build a bridge to get to Cuba.
Oh, yeah. You didn't annex Cuba, but you wanted to conquer it, for God's sake. Come on. Okay? We are always telling the truth.
We didn't get it. Let's put it that way. Kennedy screwed up, I guess.
That's it. In his case, he didn't fail. He took it, and he deserves it. Ukraine doesn't need it. And the eastern part of the Ukraine has...
Yeah, the only problem I have with all that is, listen, there's a footnote to what you say here, and that is this. There were deals in place with Ukraine. We had made promises and commitments. If we talk about Ukraine a minute, we had promises and commitments with the Ukrainian people that Russia would never assert itself in this way. I mean, this was a deal when they gave up their nuclear weapons. This was all part of that deal and arrangement put into place that their safety and security in the future was real. And every time one of these countries, we talked the other day, you and I did, about that, when we were talking about what happened to Gaddafi when he gave up their nuclear weapons. And we talked about, you know, North Korea watching this and Iran watching this. And, you know, it's called leverage. But, you know, the same thing happened in Ukraine, really, if you think about it, buddy. I hear what you're saying about the history of the Russian people. I get that. But the deal was that we would protect Ukraine, and we screwed them over, quite frankly.
You know what? With all due respect.
Yes, sir.
The agreement between Gorbachev and Reagan for the collapse of the Soviet Union is not to bring NATO closer to you, to the...
That's
Russia.
Right. That's right.
But what happened with the Ukraine?
That's true. That's right.
Thank you. You see, I always... tell it the way it is.
Yeah, because they were looking to get into NATO as well, right? Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. That was a tipping point.
What did Ukraine lose? A few square miles, literally a few square miles. Ukraine is gigantic.
That's an excellent point, IQ, and you never, ever hear that point. And that was on the table about making them a NATO member, you're right. Which really kind of freaked Russia out, didn't it?
Of course it does, because look, they suffered the worst during World War II. An extermination machinery. They don't want another one.
I don't think they trust us.
You know what? I promise you they trust America more than they would trust Europe.
Well, listen, I said, we agree on several things here. I said in the very beginning, and my heart told me this. I mean, I look at the history, and I really do feel that we could accomplish some things with Russia. I think they could be more of an ally than an adversary. I mean, I like to play the whole, you know, the enemy, keep the people close by. I like Sun Tzu's approach to life and winning. And I do think we kind of messed up when it comes to Russia. And I think this is what we blame on our politicians here. I mean, we have made Russia into our stepchild. We slap it around. I mean, we have really butchered Russia. We butchered any attempt at Russia being a relationship. And you remember it all went back to that reset button with Hillary Clinton and that orange fluorescent pantsuit she wore out there and her Staples freaking cheap buttons she had out there and trying to give that button to Russia. She made a mess of it. She made a mess of it. The Obama administration made a mess of it. But the point is that they've used Russia. You know, I hate to say this, IQ, but I'm going to say it here. We made Russia really our bitch. That's what we've done. I mean, the politicians here have really used Russia. We've destroyed any potential relationship with Russia. When, again, the commonality to defeat terrorism, the commonality to defeat this whole horrible, nasty religion that it is, you know, this war on religion. I mean, you know, and what do we got? We got nothing. All we got, we've used it as political points, and we're nowhere. So, no, I do agree. I think there was room to make something. I do believe something could be done with Russia more. I, you know.
You know what? A few months ago, we were discussing the same thing.
Yeah.
2 months ago, that means about a year ago. And even then, I said Trump and Putin would have gone together.
They
would have
I think they could have done something unique. I really do. And you know, they still may. They still may. This ain't over yet.
I have no doubt. I'll tell you who put the spanners in. John McCain.
Yeah, he's a real. I better be nice. I don't want to use the adjectives I will use for a dying man and somebody who served here. But he's an interesting man for the times, let's say, huh?
Well, you can be forgiving. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not an American.
So what do you? So then, all right. So on that basis, tell me what you think about John McCain.
Useless, vindictive, cheap. I mean, he has a personal hatred to Trump. True, he had a reason to hate him because. He said, because Trump said that he's not a hero.
Trump called him out. Yeah, Trump called him out.
But you don't endanger the future of the United States of America politically because you hate somebody. Forget it.
Right.
I don't accept that.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you can't argue with that. But no, it's a mess. I mean, and you're right. McCain is a real thorn in his side. You know, the thing with McCain and his history, IQ, is that you know, every time this man ran for office, he would run on conservative values. Yeah, we want to repeal Obamacare. Yeah, we want to slash the debt. Yeah, we want all conservative values he would run on. And then as soon as he would get into office, he would do the direct opposite. I mean, I'm talking the direct opposite here. He would change everything up. And that's the worst kind of politician, you know what I mean?
Correct. But the worst part of it, he was elected again and again and again by the same stupid.
This is what I don't understand about people: how stupid they are, why they keep electing the same. I really don't understand it. I'm not being smart here again. I don't understand it. Why we keep putting the same clowns into office who do the same stuff? I will never understand this as long as I live. What? Why do people do that? Are they Is it just stupidity, or is there something else I'm missing?
By the way, we're discussing animals. The people who were attacking Donald Trump because he said animals about the S-13. Every human being is an animal.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we are something special. We're not something special. We are part and parcel of the animal kingdom. Study biology. You'll find out.
Well, all right.
It's an animal.
Yeah, but now, you know, you're pulling out a textbook now and talking about biology. Come on. I mean, he rightfully had every right to call MS-13 gang animals. What the hell do you think they are? They're animals. They're the worst kind of animals.
Yeah, but they are not decent animals.
No, they're not decent animals. No, they're not the kind you take home.
Absolutely. Most animals never attack their own. I'll tell you what. If you see two animals fighting, two bulls or a lion with another lion. The minute one of them turns around, that's it. It's end of conversation. They don't kill them.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Only humans, even when the guy is defeated, they go and slaughter them.
Yeah.
S-13 is what they do, or the M-13, or whatever they are.
Yeah, well, the M-13 gangs. Yeah, I mean, these are really, you know, very, very cruel, cruel. Animals. They're not people. You can't be humans
And yet the leftists attack Trump for saying they are animals.
But what they did is they tried to spin it that he was attacking. What they did is they tried to spin it that he was attacking immigrants. See what they're trying to do with Trump. What they've done from the beginning. In a nutshell, here's what it is. See, the only campaign they could, when you want to make a country great. You want to make America great, and that's what you run on. And you're a 70-some-odd-year-old businessman who's been through life and back again many times over, okay? You've done all, I mean, listen, at 70-something years old, you've got a lot of money in your pocket. You've made a few mistakes along the way. That's human nature. Everybody has, I don't know, listen, there's nobody on planet Earth who is in their 70s, IQ, who has not made mistakes, who's done stupid stuff, fallen on their face, picked themselves up, dust themselves off, and if they're lucky and they get into their 70s and they still got some change in their pocket, well, then they're a success. So that's Trump. So he's come through this whole thing. He's now at the point of his life. He figures he's got nothing to lose. He's going to put it all out there. Now, his family, well, they probably were shocked by some of this. They probably didn't need this like a hole in the head. Because let's face it, his family have given up a lot. for him to run for public office like this. This man didn't really need this. But he runs for public office and he gets it. And now he just plays it all out there. He plays it, you know, that you like it, you don't like it. So what they did is the politicians here, the opposing party, who had all this corruptness in government, so all they could do was to make him a racist, a women hater, a xenophobe, racist, nut job, lowlife scum. That's all they, what are they going to do? That's all you can do. So that's your only arsenal. But listen, think about it, IQ. What else are you going to do against a Trump? You can't pull his political past in. And the man is a fabulous success. Sure, he had a couple of bankruptcies along the way. So what? That's the program. He had corporate bankruptcies, whatever. That's just, that doesn't make anybody less of a man. So he comes through all of this. And so what are they going to do? That's all you can do. You've got to attack somebody personally. You see what I'm trying to convince everybody? What? There's nothing more they have. What more could you possibly say? You don't have a political past you can go on. You can't pin him on the last election. You can't pin him on the shithole that the country is in because he had nothing to do with anything. He wasn't part of any party. He wasn't the left. He wasn't the right. He wasn't the nobody. He wasn't on the political radar. So all he was a businessman who had some money in his change. He had some pocket change. He's in his 70s. He said, it's like an old crapshoot. He said, yeah, okay, I'm in. He throws it on the crapshoot table, on the poker table. Yeah, I'm in. I'll raise you three and over here. But yeah, here's some money for you. And he puts his money in for the campaign. He doesn't do any special interest. He doesn't sell himself out. I mean, this is pretty ironic. And the guy wins. Well, now the Hillary people and the Brennan and the Clapper and the Obama and the all of them, the Susan Rices and the whole clang. It's like the Mafia Come Home group. Well, they all having a heart attack. Now he's going to get in there and find the bones. Oh, my God, what have we got? Now they're running around like people in a kitchen that's on fire, trying to find the bones, where the hell they all are. They don't even remember where they put some of the bones. But now everything is starting to have a stench. So that's what they pit him on. And here's a man who has all these successful women. Now the last one, Gina Haspel, gets in is, you know, now finally. They tried to stop that, but they couldn't. Now she's the first female director ever in the CIA. And here's this women hater. Oh, my God, this women hater. And he did what? And this is what's happening now. So now they're all a mess. They don't know what to do with this man. Now they're trying to, it's going to be very interesting. So what do you think is going to happen now in these next few weeks? As now we get these reports in and everything happens, it's going to be very interesting, isn't it, buddy?
You don't realize how well you put the whole story of Donald Trump.
We'll put that in your book, too.
Absolutely no other human being put it so succinctly in such a short period of time. He has no background.
Yeah.
As you said, you can't blame him on anything. Zero.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Like the mob, because they are degenerate human beings, they attack him personally, and they attack him with lies and lies and more lies. But I'll tell you what, this is the irony. This is what I find strange. What you have just said should have been absorbed by 90% of Americans, not 80, not 50, 90%, mm-hmm. because they watch it 24 hours a day for the last year and a half and more.
Yeah.
And you came to the same conclusion that I came to. And every American with decency and belief in their state, in their country, should have come to the same conclusion. His ratings should go 90%.
Wow. That'd be historical.
Well,
I think he is an interesting man for the times. You know, a lot of people question why Christianity has embraced Donald Trump, why the religious right have attached themselves to this man, this movement. You know, you can say what you want, people. You can say a lot of things. You know, we you know, again, I'm not going to be a smart guy here, but we spent 8 years with the Obama administration in that office. No, we didn't like a lot of what was happening. We didn't like the country being sold out. We didn't like a lot of this stuff. But we tolerated it. We put up with it. We didn't run around like our hair was on fire. And, you know, America voted this businessman in because they wanted a change. They wanted to take this country into a different direction. And, you know, if this hadn't happened, you watch the history of America, and if we don't snap back, we're in trouble. Then we're in trouble. It is the beginning of our end. So when you say what you want, you can say a lot of things. There were a lot of people who asked me over 8 years. I'm, again, not being a wise ass here. A lot of people asked me if Barack Obama was the Antichrist. I was asked that question so many times on national radio. I finally got to the point that I would say, no, I don't believe he is the Antichrist. I don't believe he was. But I do believe he is a cousin. I think he's related to the Antichrist. Now, and I know some of you might say, what are you talking about? Well, I do. I really believe in my heart this is a Satanist program. Now, along comes Donald Trump, very unassuming, this crazy businessman, outspoken, talks like sometimes a drunken sailor, says things on the Twitter feed and everything else, has everybody in an uproar. This isn't presidential. What is it with this guy? Listen, I've been very critical of the president. When he screws up, I'll be the first to tell you. I don't owe him anything. He doesn't owe me anything. I call it as I see it. But you know what? You start to do the math, people, and there's a reason Donald Trump is here. There's a reason he's here. Make no mistake about it. There's a reason he's here to correct history. He's here to make that change, that leap, that adjustment. He's not here by accident, friends. More nozzle in just a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
I tell you, you are amazing. You are amazing. You really are. You said it so well. I mean, it's so obvious. This is what I said in my article that you published. I said the obvious is always missed.
Well, you always are truthful, buddy. We always appreciate you. We appreciate you and everything you do. I mean, you are amazing. So, listen, I'm definitely keeping this part of that, what you just said, as part of the program, because it's not every day that somebody calls me amazing, so I need our listeners to hear that. Hey.
No, honestly, I mean, I don't say these things just to please.
I know you don't. I know
you said it so beautifully. You can't blame him on the economy. You can't blame him on foreign policy. You can't blame him on anything. You can blame him for everything.
That's true. And the other point, my friend, is there's a reason why Christianity has embraced this guy. People say he's not too Christian. You know, I grew up in the church, my friend. I grew up with a lot of Christians, supposedly, who were out creating all kinds of sin 6 days of the week. And then, you know, they go into church to be saved on Sunday. You know, at least when you're authentic, faults and all. And, you know, as human beings, there ain't any of us that are perfect. I don't know a soul that's going to walk on water these days. And I don't believe Trump's going to walk on water either, no more than any of us are. But there's something about authenticity. There's something to be said about being real. And, you know, you're not going to fool the bulk of the American people. You're not going to do it for the long run. They're going to read right through your agenda. That I promise you. And that's the story. And that's why Christianity has embraced this flawed president, this outspoken president. That's exactly why they've embraced him. I mean, it's not a secret, buddy. So,
Let me tell you this, because you are conservative and you are not as upfront as I am. Without Donald Trump, Western civilization is finished. And I don't miss my words.
Yeah. There's a reason. There's a reason he's here, IQ. I agree with you in the way that I think the good Lord wants him here,
yes,
buddy.
I said it was divine intervention.
Absolutely.
I'm not even a religious person. What I'm getting at, he came against every odd possible.
Yeah.
It has to be divine.
That's what I say too, buddy. That's exactly what I see. So,
also in my article, previous one, I said those who bless Trump are blessed, and those who curse him are cursed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your columns have been nothing short of amazing, buddy. I mean, nothing short of amazing. And you know, and I'm so glad you took the few minutes earlier to explain more of your background, because I learned a couple of new things there. I mean, you know the Bible and Quran and the comparison of these two like nobody's business, like nobody's business. You know it from the back of your hand. So you are the lead and expert in this arena. And, you know, when you read your columns and you understand what you're doing here, I mean, they're pretty heavy, but they tell a story. They tell a story. And it's not just one story or one angle, but it's many stories and many angles. And you can look at this any way you want, but there's only one conclusion. And that's what you need. That's what people need to understand when they read your materials. There's only one conclusion. This is a war of principle. It's a war and a battle of our lifetime. And it is either civilization is at risk here as a whole, and people don't understand that. But you know, there's a lot of foolishness out there, IQ. There are a lot of people who are very foolish, who take a lot for granted, who think that the West will always stand, who think that America will always stand. And that is not the case, people. That is not the case. America will not always stand. Just read the Bible and you'll understand that. Does that mean we should quit the fight? No, we don't quit the fight. But there's a point to this, and all good people need to stand up and make this fight for a lifetime, buddy.
100% guaranteed. Agreed.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Listen, I understand. All right, so listen. What they're doing here now and trying to tighten the screws up with Iran, I see a very similar principle and strategy coming into play here, just as they've done with North Korea. I see things ratcheting up right now in regards to Iran. What happens next, buddy?
The Europeans will try their best to undermine him.
Yeah.
But as I said before, the Iranian people, because I get emails from Iran. I get people I meet who are with families in Iran, and the mood is really, really angry. They need direction. They need leadership. Trump is the only man on earth who can do that. And he can do it without war. He can do it without sanctions even. He can implement the sanctions. But to undermine this regime is to find a regime will take over from them. And the best regime to take over from them is Reza Pahlavi, the son of the previous Shah. And the Iranian people are ready.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to bring that article, that recent column you wrote about the Iranian son there, the Shah. I'm going to bring that out in the front again so people can easily find it on the front page. So we'll put that out front, folks, again, so you can see that. Of course, you can see any of these by just going to IQ Al Razuli's page under columnist on America Out Loud, right off the main nav. Just drop down, go to IQ, and you'll have a history there. You can read to your heart's content, as well as his trilogy books you really should get on Amazon. The links are all there. Just go to America Out Loud. Everything's there, all his links, everything else you need. But it's well worth, if you want an education in this thing and understand what the rules of the game are and what the risk is, that's where to go. Speaking about, now that things are sort of, we've gotten past the Independence Day, the embassy is open, things are sort of, you know, trickling down a little bit here. But, you know, obviously, we know now that the IDF forces took out 50-something were Hamas soldiers who were in the back. I mean, they were really brilliant. They tried to spear the civilians and did a really remarkable job. As I said on Viewpoint this past weekend, nobody's given Israel credit for this. And really, they should be given some credit for protecting their border in the way they did, with very minimal casualties. in the way that they did. And I just want to say that for the record. Now, and I know you're scheduled to go to the Holy Land soon, huh, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Next week. All right, great, great. And so, obviously, one of the stories I've seen early today is a small crowd of Palestinian protesters in the West Bank were pelting eggs at U.S. Vehicles that were in and out of the embassy and that sort of thing. But I guess that sort of thing's going to happen out there, isn't it, buddy?
Let's get this straight. Hamas is a terrorist organization, even by the name, by the Muslims and the Arabs. The reason why they haven't been attacking any further, did you know why? Wow. There are no more demonstrations of 20, 30,000 people.
Right.
Because the Egyptians told them, told the leadership of Hamas, one more day like that and the Israelis will take every single one of you out.
IQ, here's what I don't understand. Hamas has hijacked the Palestinians. I mean, they have hijacked these people. They are really holding them, they are holding them hostage right now. And they are brainwashing. One of the other big stories today is how they are brainwashing the kids and how that exactly, the word brainwashing is exactly the right word that they're using. So, and they're infiltrating these generations coming back. And why doesn't the world stand together to get Hamas out of there? Why doesn't everybody see this? You know Egypt sees that. You know all of the Middle East allies see that. Everybody sees it. So why can't we do more to get Hamas out of there?
Because the United Nations is siding with Hamas against Israel. It's simple. They just had the vote today. Everybody was siding against Israel except the United States.
Yeah, I see that.
Even the Europeans are against Israel. They call it excessive. Excessive? Mm-hmm. What excessive? You know, I remember when I was young in Baghdad, mm-hmm. we had a demonstration by students in Shara al-Rashid, the most important street in Baghdad. What did the government do? Armored car one end, armored car another end, and they came towards each other with machine guns. They were killing their own children. Okay? The Israelis didn't do that. They could have bombarded all 30,000 of them. They didn't do that. And funnily enough, it was Hamas who said that 50 out of the 62 people who were killed were Hamas. And yet, the Europeans are against Israel and the United Nations is against Israel. We're not talking about morality. There is no morality anymore. There is no justice anymore.
Listen, that problem could be solved almost overnight if people would band together and get that cancer the hell out of there.
You're right. You're 100% right. If more United Nations people sided with Israel, this problem is resolved.
That's another thing I'd like to see the Trump administration do is cut the United Nations budget right off. Cut it right off. This organization has gone to hell in a handbag.
It's corrupt. Good yeah. God, it's corrupt. The United States must not leave. The United
Why?
States.
Why?
No, because while it is there, it can literally change the system.
Well, it's time for some new organizations. It's time for some new. We created the United Nations. It's time for some new organizations. It's time to get rid of some of this old stuff, buddy.
Yeah, but all you had to do is, all America had to do is what you just said a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Don't give them 25% or 22% of the budget. Let somebody else do it.
That's what I'm saying. Cut the budget out. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. No, we can, I get you. Yeah, no, I'm talking the money. Take the money out of there. Absolutely. Yeah.
There are billions of dollars. You know, I had a lot of Americans who say, oh, Israel is... get $3 billion, $3 billion. The Arabs and the Muslims get more than Israel. They give back nothing.
Absolutely.
At least 70% of the $3 billion, by the way, 70% of the $3 billion has to be spent in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Main is on research and development that both countries are getting advantages of.
Before we get to predictions, I got to ask you a couple other things here real quickly about Turkey. Next time you're on, I do want to spend a little time. I want to get into the mindset and the strategy and the backdrop a little bit about, I'm very fascinated with Turkey, with President Erdogan. What do you think about, he's been very, very outspoken. I've never seen his rhetoric so outspoken as we have in the last couple, two, 3 weeks. Pulling ambassadors back, his insults against America and of course Israel he hates and everything else. But what do you think about him? Is he a problem ahead, or what do you see with Erdogan?
It's very simple. The United States of America should chuck him out of NATO.
See, that's what I want to know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You know, he is no asset to America.
No, he's no asset.
He's no asset to Europe. Yeah. He is the most disgusting Muslim on the planet.
Yeah, I tell you, when they did that coup, I was wishing they took him out when they did that coup. I was praying.
He did the coup. They didn't do any coup. He did the coup. That's another lie. He did the coup to eliminate all those who were against him.
You know, I heard reports of that, actually. Next time we got to talk more about that. I heard some very quiet reports. You didn't hear much about that, though.
You wouldn't hear from the news media. Obviously not.
I know.
But I don't get it from the news media. I get it from insiders.
I know. Yeah, well, there's a lot more. And again, we don't have time to get in Venezuela now, but we know they're pretty screwed up as well. But listen, I also, the other piece of news to tell you folks is your Netflix subscription. They're going to lose a lot of conservative business. I really don't understand why these people do the things they do.
They're stupid.
That's stupid.
Thank you. End of conversation.
Yeah, they are stupid, definitely, with a capital S. I agree with you there. Well, let me tell you, while you get your prediction together, I'm going to ask you for that in a second here. I want to give everybody the tweet of the day. The tweet of the day is from Becky. Of course, I love this one. Let me give it to you. She says, sexist Trump attends the swearing-in ceremony of the first female CIA director, Gina Haspel. This is a war on women, she says. But it's not among the Trump admin.
There wouldn't be.
I like that tweet.
Nothing to the credit of America, to the credit of Trump will ever be in the news media.
Well, you know, there are sometimes all we can do is be sarcastic because it's so over the top. We don't know quite how to take it otherwise. But anyways, good work, Becky. A lot of patriots out there doing some work, heavy lifting there. But anyways, all right. So listen, we need to get your prediction, my friend, IQ Al Razuli. What a great time. I've had a great time with you this afternoon, spending the hour. So what's your prediction? Big prediction of the day. What is it?
Two of them. If they continue meeting on the 12th of June between Trump and Kim,
yeah,
I think the results will be good. And also my prediction is that the regime in Iran will be overthrown by the people of Iran if and only if America puts its hands in the hand of the Shah Reza Pahlavi, the son.
Yeah,
without any confrontation.
Very, very interesting analysis there. I'm going to bring that article up, that previous article you wrote. And again, to remind folks, go see his current one. Today it's there. Two states, Israel and Palestine, is the newest column from IQ Al Razuli. I'll pull the other one up as well so you can see that, friends. And again, just go into columnist IQ and you'll get all of his write-ins. He is a brilliant mind, brilliant, brilliant mind, and what a great pleasure we are here to have him as part of our family here at America Out Loud. We've had a special relationship over the last couple few years. We've been working together for a little bit now, buddy, and it's been a pleasure here. And of course, our whole family, we have such great, great people. It's the beautiful thing about what we're doing is the people. You've met a lot of the people on air, on radio, IQ, and they're pretty, pretty good, aren't they? Pretty brilliant.
Very good. God bless you for what you're doing. God bless you.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you. Some brilliant minds here at America Out Loud. Listen, you have fun in your travels to the Holy Land. We'll talk about it when you get back and more so. But again, continue to see IQ's columns right at America Out Loud, friends. And my prediction is, again, we will be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share the good news, friends. Nazem off.